Are we ready? This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. This week, news outlets have been laying out Iran's various retaliation options. CBS National Security contributor Mike Morrell, who once ran the CIA, listed several possibilities, which include
cyber attacks against the United States. The Iranians have become more sophisticated that over the years.
And so here we go again. I figure that we can thwart whatever military retaliation Iran might cook up. But to turn on the computer one morning and find that it doesn't recognize you? I know we've all had the occasional computer crash, but to have an avenging Ayatollah going after corporate computers where it's not just one computer that goes down, but all of them? It's supposed to be impossible, I know. But computer chips have this fundamental flaw. They obey any properly worded order, no matter who gives it. And we're not ready. We have fire drills. We have active shooter drills. When was your last cybersecurity drill? Or they just turn off all the computers and see what happens. Yes, we Americans are relentless, we are fearless, but when the computers go down, we are also helpless. And every day, technology is turning more dumb products into smart products. It used to be that, thanks to those two big oceans, you'd need trained terrorists or guided missiles to punish America. But once we're all zooming around in our interconnected 5G neural network smart cars without steering wheels or brake pedals, whoever comes up with the right keystrokes has all the weapons they need.